Day, a horse-drawn wagon heads through a mountain pass. Hallmark Entertainment presents a Mat 4 production in association with Alpine Median and Larry Levinson Productions, Hard Ground. The wagon, pulled by four horses, is a cage containing chain gang prisoners in grey-striped fatigues. Four armed mounted guards ride behind the wagon. One of the prisoners, a 50-something guy with grey hair and a beard, is asleep in the cage. Sitting opposite is a smirking guy in his 30s with a shaved head. The cage is covered by strips of white canvas to keep the sun out. A prisoner drops forward in his sleep. Another con sits him up. Billy Bucklin, the guy with the shaved head, cracks a smile.
Hey, McKay. Wake up. Stand to, McKay. Your number. Pill for a stiff.
McKay, the bearded grey-haired prisoner, wakes up.
No transfer to you but for him. Jill McKay. Big bad man from Bodie. Look at you now. Busting rocks into gravel, grinding gravel into sand. He's dead, a kick in the butt.
McKay stares at Billy across the cage. The wagon rolls on. The guards stay in formation behind the wagon. The pass becomes narrower, and two of the guards ride up front by the wagon driver and his personal guard, who bears a rifle.
Hey, up in the box. You're hauling a corpse back here.
Makes him go, never mind. Most everybody makes it to Yuma prison, dies there. Old Sully was just a little more anxious. What are you thinking, McKay?
I don't think you're gonna make 99 years in Yuma prison, Billy.
99 years and a day, McKay. And for once, you're dead right.
To one of the guards.
Looky here, Corporal. You know what they call this canyon? Dead Man's Wash. You think about that for a minute. Dead Man's Wash.
Billy smirks at the guard as McKay fidgets on the other side of the cage. The wagon rolls past low dirt banks on either side. A caption reads, Arizona Territory, 1901. One of the guards behind the wagon is shot. Bandits attack.
Get that wagon out of here!
The bandits use the dirt banks to their advantage, shooting the guards and drivers. Billy watches the gunfight with wide eyes. A guard is shot in the back as he tries to remount his horse. McKay looks on impassively as the final guard is shot. A bandit rides up with a spare horse.
Way to go, Floyd! Caught a whole damn bunch from more than half asleep. Hey, there's a ring of keys on that corporal's carcass. Grab him, get us out of here. Like I said, McKay, no way has Billy Buckland spent 99 years or one damn day in Yuma prison.
Just like you said, Billy. Like shooting ducks in a pond.
Yeah. Get these things off me, Floyd.
Next stop, Mexico, boys. Come on. Come on now. I want to get 10 miles away from here before dark.
How about you, Cantu? You speak the lingo.
He shakes his head, so Billy shoots him. Billy aims at another prisoner.
McMorty, you with us?
I'm with you, Buckland.
Whatever you say, I'm your man.
Billy takes aim at McKay, who's still in the cage.
What about you, McKay?
I'll see you in hell, Billy.
Hell's bound to be a better place than Yuma Prison.
Round up one of those loose horses for McMorty.
Right away, boss.
Billy shoots two holes in the wagon's water barrel. He smirks at McKay, then runs off, handing the gun to Floyd.
Let's ride.
Billy takes a hat from next to a dead guard and puts it on as he mounts up. The hat bears a bullet hole and a blood stain. Billy winks at McKay. Billy and co ride off. At a homestead in a lush green valley, a handsome young man, Joshua, loads a shotgun.
You want to have your head on straight here, boy. You might want to think on this a while.
You saying I can't do the job?
No, sir. Answer me this. Have you ever fired a gun in anger, let alone been shot at?
That's what I signed on for, isn't it?
Joshua dons his coat, watched by 60-something Marshall Hutchinson, or Hutch.
So you're figuring on recruiting one hard-case killer to track and kill another one?
Well, you're good. But there's a lot of hard ground south of here. And not a thimble full of water. More than 1,000 places to hide. We're gonna need all the help we can get.
So you waste another day, maybe two, going hat in hand asking favors from a man you say hates your guts. Just doesn't figure.
Worth a try.
You do that then.
Joshua mounts up.
They're coming around forever.
Yeah.
Joshua rides off. Stony-faced Hutch watches him go. Night, three horsemen ride into town. They pass a store called Feed Supply. The horsemen carry on to the sheriff's office, where one of them dismounts and ties his horse. A greasy-haired deputy sits with his feet up in the office reading a journal with a picture of a woman on the front. Billy wanders in, changed from his prison stripes into cowboy fatigues.
Them Gibson girls got a mighty nice figure, don't they?
Name's Buckland. Billy Buckland.
Maybe you heard of me?
The deputy eyes Billy.
Can't say I have.
You got anybody locked up in the back?
Couple drunks. Axe murder. Took the head plumb off his ranch foreman over somebody else's wife.
Well, now, I ain't got no use for drunks. Undependable. That axe murderer, what did you say his name was?
Mundo.
And now, I aim to be speaking with Mr. Mundo. Deputy.
Billy turns his hat round to reveal the bullet hole and pulls a gun on the deputy before knocking his feet off the table. Daytime. Wearing gloves and a grey wide-brimmed hat, Joshua builds a pile of small stones on the ground and scans around the arid, hilly landscape. He picks up a stick and puts it on top of the pile of stones. Joshua weighs the stick down with another stone and scans around again, then stands up and heads for his horse. He climbs up into the saddle. Joshua rides off. At Yuma Prison, a cell door opens, throwing light onto the sleeping McKay.
You got a visitor, McKay.
McKay rolls over groggily.
What is it, Sunday?
Tuesday. And it's no holy roller to come save your soul, either.
Two prison guards in peaked caps open the wooden doors to a plush-looking office, where Hutch, in a black hat and coat, sits at a table with a bag. The guards remove McKay's chains, and the silver-haired warden sits him down at the other end of the table.
These two guards will be outside if you need a marshal, and I'll be making my rounds.
Hutch waves the warden and guards off. McKay rubs his wrists. Hutch smiles warmly.
You look like...
Like hell. Took the words right out of my mouth.
He chucks McKay a pouch.
Always like this.
McKay examines it.
Have one on me.
Well, you didn't ride all the way to this hellhole offering me a chew.
Well, Billy Buckland has been raising hell all up and down the line.
I figured him for Mexico by now.
The other day, went to Nogales and blew up a mine safe. Then he goes over to Patagonia and kills two miners.
Well, in the old days, somebody would have blown his head off by now. Probably you and me.
Those times are gone, Chu. I'm pledged to go after him.
You are the territorial marshal. Just round up a posse and go bring him in.
Nobody worth their salt ride posse anymore.
You see, I've done 10 years out of 20. I can't help you.
You killed a man in cold blood.
It was self-defense.
Now I got me somebody following him right now, following their trail. Wouldn't be right if we left him out there all by himself.
McKay nods and stares intensely at Hutch.
Joshua. He's just a kid.
That's true. When you last saw him, he was a kid. Now he's over 20. And a deputy.
He's not ready for Billy Buckland.
Not my doing, his asking.
McKay nods faintly.
I need you.
What's in it for me, Hutch?
I made a deal with the governor. You helped me bring him down. Possibility of full pardon.
Dead or alive?
Hutch nods once, and McKay sits back.
Just you and me.
I got me a tracker. I need me a killer.
Hutch looks into McKay's eyes. The prison gates open, and Hutch rides out, followed by McKay, who wears a black hat and coat similar to Hutch's. The pair ride past prisoners working the land outside the prison walls. A stagecoach rides through a valley. The six-horse stagecoach rounds a corner. The driver sits next to a gunman. The carriage bears luggage on the roof. Billy rides a horse down a slope and halts the stagecoach.
Yeah. Oh. Stand and deliver.
I'll shoot.
Billy shoots the gunman. One of his gang shoots the driver. Billy's boys rush the carriage. Floyd opens the carriage door.
All right, everybody out. Be quick about it.
Be quick about it. Folks, climb down out of there. Come on.
Floyd aims at a man with a case.
Open the display case.
The man complies. The case is filled with samples of barbed wire. Floyd looks annoyed and shuts the case. He opens a box on the ground and goes through the documents inside.
Bank drafts and paper checks, Billy.
A young lady comforts a scared little girl as Floyd takes the drafts and checks to Billy.
Not worth stealing. Hell of a note when the banks don't even use money.
Billy takes off his hat.
Name's Buckland. Billy Buckland. These are Buckland's Rangers. Heard of us up here?
We're from up north, mister. Don't have a territory.
That's your wife?
Her sister Elizabeth. My daughter Carrie.
I've heard about y'all. Wives and sisters all in a pile.
Sinners! Every damn one of you jake leg sinners!
Nope.
Buckland's Rangers fire on the helpless family. Billy sneers. McKay fires at the pile of stones left by Joshua. He finally hits the stick. Hutch watches on horseback.
A little rusty, John.
Not from here.
Think back. 25 years ago. Chill.
McKay aims the pistol at Hutch and stands square on to Hutch's horse.
You know something, Hutch? I always hated that name.
Like I said, John, you're still just a wee bit rusty.
Man don't travel with 6 rounds in a Colt single-action revolver.
Hutch rides past and proffers a gun belt, which McKay takes.
It's empty.
You better pray that young deputy of yours is still marking a trail. And he's all in one piece.
The daylight fades. Joshua's horse is tethered near to the detritus of the stagecoach ambush. On the shallow slope nearby, Joshua knocks a makeshift wooden cross into the ground with a shovel. Joshua stands amongst a patch of 4 crosses made from sticks. He rams the shovel into the ground, then steps away from the graves. Joshua stops and looks down. He bends to pick up a blood-stained rag doll. Joshua studies the doll, then scans around sadly. He heads down the shallow slope and puts the doll into his saddlebag. He pushes the doll down into the bag, then takes the horse's tether from under a rock and climbs into the saddle. Joshua sets off at a canter. McKay and Hutch ride through low, scrubby trees in the rocky landscape. McKay pulls up.
What happens when this trail gets to the border?
On the border? I ain't looking for the border. I'm looking for Billy Buckland.
Mr. Hutchison, you're the one that told me the times have changed.
I'm the one telling you they have changed. It's just a couple of old stubborn fools like you and me hanging on. Once we're gone, then'll come a story.
A dust cloud billows in as Hutch and McKay set off again. The two men shelter under a sheet.
What happens if that boy deputy of yours is caught in this storm and runs up by Buckland?
It ain't gonna happen. Joshua's told stay back. Just look, listen, mark the trail, wait for help. Something you ain't never been particularly good at, incidentally.
Is that smart, huh?
Well, he takes after Rebecca in a lot of ways. Common sense and all. But the boy can track, sir. Trust me. He'll do fine.
One of the horses trots past them.
Horse got loose.
You hobbled him.
The dust storm rages across the plains. Joshua rides through the billowing clouds, his coat collar pulled up around his neck. Buckland's rangers are in a bar. Floyd comes in.
The dust is just about blowing itself out.
We ought to be moving on. Okay, any of you gentlemen want anything else before you get on down the road?
Yeah. You ought to be getting yourself some real pretties.
Yeah, well, there ain't no women within 100 miles of here, and ain't no pretty women in twice that distance. But I tell you what, you come across any, I'll give you $100 in gold, providing, of course, you ain't all used up.
Mundo McMorty, roust!
They're asleep. Billy hustles the pair of them awake.
Show it the man our wares. Get the gold. Catch up as soon as you can.
And y'all be quick about it.
Come on, let's go.
Billy and Floyd head outside. The owner clutches their bill with a forlorn look of hope on his face. On the hillside, Joshua watches the bar's entrance through binoculars. The rangers saddle up.
Let's ride, rangers! Viva la revolution!
Viva la revolution!
Joshua watches them go. Mundo and McMorty open a wooden coffin propped up on the bar's veranda. Elizabeth from the stagecoach is gagged inside.
Time to show your wares, miss.
Joshua gawps as the pairman handle the struggling young woman into the bar.
We got a faster one here for you.
What blazes you folks done?
Ain't nothing no red-blooded man wouldn't pay $10. Hell, $20 for a chance at.
It's a white woman. You can't sell a white woman.
Shut your pile. Take a good look at her, you old coot. Plenty feisty even after what she's been through.
Worth every penny of that gold, old man. Now pay up.
The owner opens the till and proffers a leather purse.
Hey, take the whole sack, Morty. Somebody's outside.
Joshua enters the bar carrying his saddle.
I thought I'd never let up.
I walked the last 5 miles. My horse laid down on me.
Must be eating about 5 pounds of dirt.
Mundo and McMorty aim pistols at Joshua, who looks surprised and eyes the owner, who shuffles awkwardly behind the bar.
Looking for Buckland's Rangers. They pass this way.
Who's looking?
Who wants to know?
Kid's got a pretty smart mouth, don't he?
Ain't nothing a hole in the gut won't wipe off his face.
Joshua opens fire with a gun he's holding beneath the saddle. He hits both rangers, then threatens the owner.
Stop my doing.
Don't shoot. I don't care who you are, just don't shoot. You shoot again, you're liable to blow this place sky high. I was just paying a ransom on her. $100.
He was buying me. He was trying to buy me like a two-bit whore.
Whatever you're reaching for better come out from under that counter, butt first, and right now, old man. Butt first.
A sawn-off shotgun.
It's 10-gauge.
Joshua takes the 10-gauge and aims it at the owner.
Where's Buckland's bunch headed?
Who?
Don't jerk me around, old man. Where's the rest of that bunch going?
Well, they didn't say.
I know. Verde Crossing.
The owner nods.
Verde Crossing's the wrong way from Mexico. You're lying.
I got no reason to lie to you. There was a paymaster's wagon, an ambush, and then Mexico.
What's your name?
Elizabeth. Elizabeth Catherine Kennedy. My family called me Liz.
Okay, listen up. There's gonna be a couple fellas riding through here old enough to be your pa. Or mine. Now tell them your story and give them a message. I'll make sure you get back to where you come from.
No, I'm going with you.
No. No. Going after Buckland, they'll be trying to catch up. You know how to use one of these things. All right. Nope, that's okay. Now, he gives you any reason. I mean, any reason at all. Just aim this thing in the general direction that rascal will pull the trigger. Can't miss. And one of the men riding this way will be wearing a badge. His name's Hutch. Nat Hutchinson.
And the other one?
He's not wearing a badge. His name's McKay.
Joshua gives the 10-gauge to Elizabeth, then hands her his badge.
Here. That'll let him know you're talking for both of us. Tell him Joshua's headed for the Verde Cross and tell him to come ride, because I can't wait long. If I'm not there, I'll be down Mexico way.
I thought McKay was doing 20 years in Yuma prison.
That was the day before yesterday, and this is now. And by God, if they ride in here and don't find this woman unharmed, you're gonna spend the last hours of your sorry-ass life stretched over an anthill, hear me?
The bearded owner nods, then gestures at his shot-up bar.
See, what about the damage to my property, deputy?
Aims the 10-gauge at the owner. She watches him with an intense stare. Hutch and McKay ride slowly past some rocky mountains. They spot another marker on the trail in front of them. It's a stick in line with 8 white stones. Hutch and McKay stop.
Big bunch. Gator moth. You teach Joshua that?
It's in his blood. He even taught this old hide a thing or two.
McKay sets off down a shallow incline. Hutch follows him. Holding the reins of his horse, Joshua hunkers down, takes off a glove, and drags his fingers through the dust and stones on the ground. Joshua scans around, puts the glove back on, and mounts his horse.
Yeah.
He rides off.
Yeah.
The mounted Bucklands Rangers gallop up a hill, kicking up dust clouds as they go. Joshua rides over the brow of a hillock and stops his horse. The young lawman scans around. Without his coat on, he wears a dark grey waistcoat over a loose beige shirt. Joshua sets off again. Clutching the 10-gauge, Elizabeth leads a horse to the front of the bar and ties it to a wooden stay. The owner wanders onto the veranda.
Where are you sashaying off to? And with my horse?
This isn't your horse. It's one of those dead fellas.
Yeah, well, it's mine now.
I go wherever I choose.
Look, when Hutch McKee come back and find you gone, I'm gonna have hell to pay. And you're crazy if you think you can make it out there on your own. It's big desert.
The owner picks up a small barrel and heads back inside, shaking his head. Elizabeth eyes him warily with the shotgun held up in front of her. The sun burns brightly in the clear blue sky as Billy leads Buckland's Rangers through a dip in the desert floor.
Billy! Billy!
Floyd catches up as Billy slows.
Resting the horses would be a good idea.
We'll rest at the river tonight.
I've been thinking about the gold.
Don't think, Floyd. It's too hard on you.
Hey, Billy, I got this bunch all rounded up now, didn't I?
Such as they are.
Well, it just seems to me that we get all the gold, and we gotta give half of it to the Mexicans. It just don't seem right.
Well, it ain't right. It's the way you're thinking. Can't eat gold. Can't be wearing much of it except in your teeth. Gold buys things. This time it's gonna buy power. Billy Buckley. Numero uno. I have an army, not just a bunch of sour-bitter gunsels looking for beans and booze.
I bet you this Jesus Navarro, he's got some ideas about who's going to be numero uno.
Floyd, I told you before, I give the orders, and I do the thinking. So set light in your saddle and don't bruise your brain. I'm going to think about who's going to be number one. You get me? It ain't going to be Jesus. You're my segundo.
Segundo. What's it mean?
Billy holds up two fingers.
Riley and me.
Segundo. That's me riding off.
Grinning Floyd leads the way forward. Hutch and McKay stop their horses on the rise above the bar.
That don't appear to me that there's a whole lot going on down there.
McKay gets up in the saddle.
Buckland's whole bunch was down there. Joshua right behind him.
McKay leads the way down the hill on horseback. Hutch follows. They break into a canter as they approach the bar with the lone horse tethered outside. As they draw closer, the pair slow down. McKay dismounts. He scans around suspiciously on his way onto the veranda. Hutch is right behind him. They stop on the veranda side by side.
You ain't alone in there.
Hutch and McKay head inside. The owner eyes them from behind the bar. McKay watches Elizabeth, who sits at a table wrapped in a blanket.
Thank God you could finally ride. We was getting more than a mite worried.
Which one of you wears the badge?
Hutch lifts the lapel of his coat, revealing his badge.
Then you must be McKay.
McKay clears some dirt with his foot, then looks up at Elizabeth and smiles.
That's right.
Who's asking?
That would be Liz Kennedy. I'd listen up if I were you two gentlemen. She's armed and dangerous.
Elizabeth shrugs off the blanket and brandishes the 10-gauge shotgun.
Why don't you aim that over there a little bit? That a girl.
8 horses rode up here.
Yes, sir.
How many died?
2.
McKay looks at pretty Elizabeth.
Killed by your deputy.
How is my deputy?
He's back on the trail.
Nary a scratch on him. Cool as spring water he was.
He left this?
The badge.
And a message.
Well, what did it say?
I'm supposed to take you to him.
That's a lie. That ain't the way it is.
And I would hurry if I were you.
Elizabeth strides out with the shotgun. Hutch and McKay follow.
Hold on there, girl.
My name is Elizabeth Kennedy, and I'm a grown woman all by myself in this world, and I make my own decisions. And I'm not staying here with that old loon, because he's nearly as crazy as Bucklin.
You know Bucklin. You got anything else to tell us?
Going with you.
Really? Boy left plenty of signs.
Just what I was thinking.
Hutch whacks Elizabeth's horse and it charges off.
Now?
Hutch tips his hat as McKay prepares to ride. The owner comes outside.
That boy told us to tell you that them bunch of crazies went off the Verde Crossing. And if he ain't the crossing, it'll be to the Mexico side.
Hutch and McKay's horses kick up dust as they go.
Damn it, girl, that's my horse and my saddle that just run off yonder. Ain't a plug nickel's worth of difference between them two and the others, except in one's got a badge. They're all killers.
You take one more step off that porch and I will blow you to bits, and you know I mean it.
He nods, glances at the gun, and goes back inside with a shrug. Elizabeth turns around and looks off into the distance furiously. The Bucklin Rangers trail behind Billy and Floyd as they gallop across the dusty plains on horseback. There are six riders in the gang. Some distance behind the galloping Rangers, Joshua follows the trail at walking pace. He rides his horse to the brow of a hill. Joshua scans the dusty mountain peaks. Joshua faces down the slope and sets off in bright sunshine. Hutch and McKay traverse the arid hilly landscape on horseback. They head through a stone-filled, dust-covered causeway. Hutch appears on foot in the causeway and aims a gun as a lone rider approaches. The rider turns tail. McKay jumps from a rock into the rider's path and stands with a pistol drawn. The horse pulls up. In the saddle, Elizabeth looks furtively from Hutch to McKay.
Well, I told you I was coming.
Get off.
Night around a campfire.
There you go. I see a new one. Let's see
that. Got you again. 100 acres.
We got ourselves a couple of problems, Billy. These new guys, they expect as big a share as the guys we hear from the beginning. And the others, they're real fretful that Mundo and McCordy haven't shown up yet. I mean, they're real fretful that those guys haven't caught up with us yet.
Well, they ain't caught up with us, and what if they don't? They're gonna make these dumbasses more fretful? What are they figuring on me doing about it?
Well, they ain't got but one bottle between them. And a couple of rabbits for supper.
A feast for the bunch doing time at Yuma Prison, Florida. You remind them of that.
They expect more, Billy. You promised more.
In just a few days, they'll be living like pigs in silk, but this bunch can't see past their noses, can't see past their bellies. About you, Floyd?
Holding a smoldering stick and a cigarillo, Floyd straightens.
Segundos. They don't think. I'm just passing on what I'm hearing.
That's good. Men like you, and them, the leader. Somebody with one eye on the future. Need somebody that sees opportunities as they come. That's Ed Buckland's job.
All the same, Billy Buckland. That gang back there is getting real jumpy.
He chucks the smoldering stick past Billy and walks off.
Should not have let the girl keep the 10-gauge chill.
Why didn't you take it away from her?
Around their own campfire, Elizabeth lies with her head turned away from Hutch and McKay.
I still don't understand what that girl was doing with Buckland's boys.
Well, a better question is, what were Buckland's boys doing with her? Did you ask her that?
She's going to really tell me the answer to that one, ain't she?
Why don't you beat it out of her? You're the law.
I tell you something about you and me. Mm-hmm. Long, long time ago, I figured out you didn't like me very much.
No, I don't.
I gather that. I can live with it. But you're certainly not gonna sit here, smoke that thing in your mouth, and try and convince me that you and my sister saw eye to eye.
The only thing we have in common is we care about that boy.
That is what really bothers you, ain't it?
You turned him into...
I didn't turn
you
him
into... You turned him into a cracker, and you're gonna get
not.
Him killed.
I couldn't turn
the
him.
The hell you didn't.
Oh, how am I gonna turn him if I can't turn you? He is a man. He's honest. He's tough. He makes his own decisions, and I'm proud of that.
You stubborn, huh?
Yes, sir. Boy is stubborn. He's stubborn.
Hutch eyes McKay.
But he's got his mother's smile.
Hutch dons his hat as McKay jabs the fire with a broken branch. Elizabeth lies awake on the other side of the fire, her eyes rove in thought. At the Bucklin Rangers camp...
You want some?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Two rangers play cards.
Reduces.
The pair trade punches. Billy watches the fight with a sneer.
Come on! Get up!
One of the combatants pulls a knife. Floyd sits down next to Billy, who cleans his six-shooter.
Billy, don't tell me I didn't give you fair warning.
There ain't nothing fair in this life, Floyd.
Floyd looks around anxiously at Billy, who clutches the gun to his chest and casually pulls his hat down over his face. Floyd chews his fingernails. Joshua sits under a blanket by his horse. He holds his shotgun in both hands. Day breaks. Hutch pours a canteen of coffee on the dying embers of the campfire.
Don't suppose you're very considered. Ready to answer a few questions.
Aren't you two in a hurry? That deputy of yours is going to have to stop them all by himself.
Well, I'm hoping he ain't that dumb.
If you got any more information about Buckland, we'd be obliged to hear it.
I know he's vicious and he's crazy. Slaughtered a whole stagecoach full of people just out of meanness.
We saw the graves.
Elizabeth, who's customized McMorty's hat with a brooch, saddles up and rides away.
Not that I give a damn. Going the wrong way.
She reins in her horse and looks round as McKay sets off in the other direction. Elizabeth follows. Floyd appears on horseback over the brow of a hill. He rides towards Billy and some of the rangers. Billy turns his horse in a circle as Floyd trots up to him.
All right, I roll back up to the crest of the trail. Now, there ain't no sign of Mundo and McMorty. So I kind of figured they took their 100 in gold and just lit out.
And their souls to hell. Or worse.
But what's worse, Billy?
I'm thinking on that. Meantime, your boys fought up at Smithson's old homestead. Sit tight.
I ain't liking this one bit.
Liking it and doing it. Two different things. The Gundo.
Floyd leans in close.
How long do we wait, Billy?
Till I get back.
Or till hell freezes over.
Billy rides off alone. The rangers follow Floyd across the dusty ground. Joshua squints as he scans the ground beneath his horse. As he tightens the reins to make the horse circle, Joshua looks up into the distance briefly, then back down at the ground. He rides off through Spartan scrubby bushes.
Get on the horse, little lady!
On foot, Elizabeth peers down a steep slope. Hutch and McKay are at the bottom.
He ain't homesteading up here.
I don't like high places.
We're moving on.
What are you afraid of?
Falling.
Get back up on the horse. Let the horse do the worrying and come on.
Elizabeth looks dubious, then climbs into the saddle. The horse rears up.
Sand.
Watch out!
Sand enough to get us both killed.
Whoa! Whoa!
The horse bolts down the slope as Elizabeth clings on for dear life.
Whoa!
Hutch and McKay proceed calmly forward. Elizabeth struggles for control at the rear. Down another slope. Hutch and McKay watch Elizabeth dart between them.
Come on.
The horse stops suddenly and Elizabeth falls off. McKay looks down at her on the ground.
Get on your horse, little lady, and go on back home.
I have no place else to go.
Then climb back down there, Miss Elizabeth Kennedy.
She climbs back into the saddle and rejoins Hutch on the trail.
Time to fess up, young'un. If you know something you ain't saying, it's time.
Told you everything, or that old coot told you everything that Joshua said. He acts like those tracks are speaking to him.
They are?
You two don't get along much, do you?
Not now. Not ever. I guess neither one of us figured we'd ever live this long. I was figuring more than likely we'd kill each other.
What happened to him?
Hutch squints.
You the only one allowed to ask questions?
John McKay had a ranch and a family. Drought killed off all his cattle. So he went to bounty hunting. Bounty hunting killed his wife. Doctor said she died pneumonia. That wasn't true. She died of a broken spirit. Even Parsons said so.
What about the boy?
Joshua? He's a man. A full-grown man now.
Hutch rides over to McKay, who glances towards Elizabeth, then looks at Hutch.
Well?
Well, what?
What'd you find out from the girl?
She ain't half bad.
Right.
What are you so puzzled about?
Nothing about this chase makes sense.
He points to the right.
One of the horses cut out from the rest of them and went towards the border. One. The rest of the bunch heads for Verde Crossing. That away.
Behind him.
And what about the boy?
He danced around here a little bit, kind of like we're doing now. And then he went after them, like we're gonna do.
See, you reckon that them tracks on the way to Mexico are Buckland's?
I reckon. Don't ask me why, because I don't know. But Joshua went that way, and he must have had a good reason.
He starts down Joshua's trail.
Buckland Road South. You're the marshal. You make him turn around.
Boy's usually more right than wrong, so I think we'll follow him.
Hutch follows McKay. Elizabeth waits a moment, then sets off in the same direction. at a Mexican rebel camp. Stocky 50-something general Jesus Navarro comes out of a tent. A guard helps him don his jacket. Navarro rubs his grey and black beard, then grins. He strides through the camp. Billy rides in and stops before the general.
Buenas tardes, mi comandante.
Morning to you, Jesus.
Welcome, my friend. Mezcal for Colonel Buckley, a friend of the revolution.
Navarro ushers Billy towards his tent and hands him a bottle of wine. Billy bites the cork out and pours.
A nice sound to it. Colonel Buckley. No?
General. Sounds better.
Billy drinks.
Yes, of course. All in good time. Me, Presidente, then you, General. You and I are the same man, born leaders.
I supply the gold, you supply the men. Get the guns, we'll control the border. State of Sonora.
A man must have something to fight for. Why not gold?
Navarro opens a box of cigars. Billy takes one with a smirk.
And where is your gold? I do not see it. I cannot feel it in the palm of my hand.
All in good time. Me, General. Soon enough.
We are men of remarkably similar vision. You and I.
Hell of a vision. You do your part, I'll back your play all the way to the ocean's edge. Mañana, amigo.
I like you, Colonel Buckley. You remind me of me.
Billy mounts his steed and rides out of the camp. Navarro narrows his eyes.
But I don't trust you, my friend. You remind me too much of me.
McKay, Hutch and Elizabeth traverse a curving dip in the rocky terrain. Their horses kick up a dust cloud that glows against the bright blue sky. McKay leads the trio down a slope, then they veer off to the right. The trail rises, then levels out. McKay brings his horse to a slow pace as he spots a marker on the ground up ahead. McKay dismounts and ambles in front of his horse, holding the reins. McKay bends down on one knee and examines the marker on the ground in front of him.
Buckland's back.
McKay stands up.
He crossed their trail somewhere along here.
How long ago?
Damn if I know.
Well, ahead or behind you, Joshua.
McKay glances at Hutch and chews.
Yeah, no, I know. Lay it on me. Worst stunt ever pulled. Sending a boy off to do a man's job. Like it don't bother you? Like you're not riding just as hard as I am all through the day, praying, hoping that boy rides on in here?
I worried about that boy for 10 years. That's enough worry. Damn good anyway.
You are a cold-hearted soul, sir. Name Chill fits you like a glove.
You two are damn fools, the both of you. Boiling mad because you don't know what's what and what's not. There's a man out there waiting for his kin to do the right thing. Family is all you got. Don't you two understand that? Family. Thank God in heaven that you got one.
Elizabeth spurs her horse onward. Hutch regards McKay, who looks nonplussed.
You're the one who brought her.
At dusk, the dark blue sky bears a pink glow as Buckland's rangers ride across the rocky landscape. Jagged mountains rise in the background. Joshua stops on a dusty plain. Behind him, the pink sky gathers along the horizon. Joshua scans around, then sets off along the trail. Against the craggy mountains, Joshua is silhouetted in the pink glow of dusk. Night falls. Dark clouds drift in front of a bright full moon. The Bucklin Rangers have set up a camp at the foot of a slope. They've lit a few fires. One of their number collects sticks. The startled ranger drops the sticks.
Ain't gonna be no rain.
Just a dry lightning storm.
Well, spooks the hell out of me. Bucklin had no right riding off like that, leaving us in the lurch. What if he don't come back?
He knows what he's doing.
We don't.
Y'all don't need to know. Just do like he says.
All that gold we've been hearing about best be on board.
On what?
Billy returns to camp, bearing bags and a bottle of wine.
Go on with what you're saying.
We'll start calling our own shots, that's what.
Billy throws him the bottle, then draws his gun along with Floyd.
Take a swig. Take a swig.
The ranger looks nervous but uncorks the bottle.
Just one man. Pass it around.
The ranger drinks.
Mescal, boys. Everybody gets a swig. There's some fresh side meat.
He throws the bag of meat to the nervous ranger, then sits down with Floyd.
That's something I learned from the Mexicans. When a man's whistle makes a hop from the pucker, get it wet enough, makes a hop from the think.
Where'd you get that stuff?
Thinking again, Floyd.
Just chewing the fat. I don't give a damn.
We're gonna hit the coach the other side of the canyon. We're two men missing knew our plans. I ain't taking any chances.
I think changing plans makes good sense.
It's a real pleasure to me that you agree. Segundo. Be damn sure those boys don't get drunk and see to it that they eat all the beans they can eat. Sort of a last meal.
Last meal?
Before they become rich men.
They'll need beans and fire in the belly. Come on and see to it.
Billy prepares for bed. Floyd stows a couple of pistolas in his body holster. A short distance from the ranger's camp, Joshua creeps behind some rocks and observes the campfires flickering in front of a tall, wave-like rocky outcrop.
Damn it, Hodge, what's happened to you?
A flash of lightning illuminates the frown on Joshua's face.
Damn it all to hell.
Keeping low, Joshua turns and sneaks back along the rocks, feeling his way through the shadows with his gloved hands. Joshua drops into a shallow cave that's formed beneath the rock. Joshua takes off his hat, lies back, and covers himself with a blanket. Joshua hears a noise and picks up his shotgun. He stares into the dark with an anxious frown. The sky above the rocky Midwestern landscape is filled with a warm orange glow. Somebody in dusty boots steps over the rocks towards Joshua, who is asleep in the shallow cave. They grab Joshua's shotgun, and he wakes with a start.
Easy, boy. Easy.
McKay points the gun at the sky. Hutch is with him.
We've been riding all night to catch up to you, boy. Stand up.
He complies.
Joshua? Say hello to John McKay.
Joshua gawps at McKay, then takes off a glove and offers his hand. McKay chucks Joshua his gun back. Joshua catches it.
Sun's been up over an hour, boy.
He scrambles up the rocks and observes the smoldering fires in the deserted camp.
Double damn!
Hutch shields his eyes from the sun as Joshua comes back down towards them.
They've been here and gone. What happened?
Joshua shrugs, then double takes.
What the hell's she doing here? I told her to go home.
So do we.
Is that a little hard of hearing?
Stubborn, too. Kind of like you, I hear.
Back at Bear Claw, Liz here said something about a army escort. Shipment of gold coming in the old Overland Road, south of Reddy River. Figure Buckland's aiming to take it.
Where?
Fresno Canyon. Wherever that is. I was with Buckland. I was forced to be with him for nearly 2 days. And I heard stuff.
Fresno Canyon. Runs into the border. About 10 miles over the bluff.
What else, ma'am?
That's all. That's all I'm saying.
So, what, you're gonna let her ride in there? A girl? Nothing but a sawed-off greener?
Yeah, sawed-off greener, and I got a bag full of these.
Dynamite.
Took it from that old coot store.
You believe the man had those in his store? It's nuts.
You know anything about dynamite?
I know it blows cottonwood stumps into splinters. I've seen it done.
Can also blow a man all to hell.
Does that?
How far behind are we? A
couple hours.
2-3 hours, maybe.
It's in the blood.
Joshua gathers his stuff.
They should be crossing about now.
Well, lead on. You're the tracker.
Joshua snatches his shotgun from McKay's hand. McKay smiles warmly as Joshua heads off. Joshua leads the group on horseback over the brow of a hill and down the dusty slope beyond. They ride up to a clear, wide river and continue along the water's edge, led by Joshua, who dismounts. Joshua bends and inspects hoof marks in the mud, then spots a track on the other side of the river.
Still maybe 2-3 hours ahead of us.
Joshua puts his foot in a stirrup and climbs into the saddle.
Let's get it done.
McKay nods once, then Joshua leads them towards the water.
It's not that deep.
Elizabeth's horse takes some encouragement to enter the river. Joshua reaches the other side. The three men ride their horses up the sandy track on the far side of the river. Elizabeth guides her steed out of the water and onto the sandy track. She heads up it with a look of determination. The group convene in a clearing.
If you're coming, keep up.
You're not waiting on me.
The foursome ride off together. Flies buzz around the dead body of a stagecoach guard flat on his back on a pebbly slope. Nearby lies the unmoving body of a large brown horse. The immediate area is scattered with dead horses and guards. Hutch, McKay, Joshua and Elizabeth ride over the brow of the hill and spot the carnage. The four of them ride their horses quickly down the track. His sheriff badge gleaming on his waistcoat, Hutch dismounts and studies the scene.
Day late and a dollar short.
I'd say more like a few hours short.
Joshua and Elizabeth survey the dead bodies, which seem to lie where they fell. Hutch reaches for the neck of a guard and feels for a pulse.
Surprised we didn't hear any gunshots.
A lot of good it would have done these poor fellas.
Somebody else will have to bury him.
McKay rides on. Hutch and Joshua watch him go. Hutch looks down.
He's a hard man, ain't he?
Boy, I spent 20 years with him. And when a day went by that I didn't wonder about him. And there also wasn't a day went by when I didn't wish that I was just a little more like him. And someplace.
The sun shines down on Buckland's rangers as they ride the captured stagecoach along a dusty trail. Billy is at the coach's reins. Written on the canvas, US Army Paymaster. Floyd rides ahead of the stagecoach, the other rangers ride behind. Joshua and co. ride past a towering mountain peak. In a grassy valley, Floyd rides ahead of the stagecoach driven by Billy, which leaves a billowing dust cloud behind it. Billy stops the stagecoach. Billy fires a shot into the air. Joshua and co. hear the shots. General Navarro exits his tent. Joshua and Elizabeth look anxious.
Signal shots. Too well spaced to be anything else.
Yeah. Who's signaling who?
McKay rides on and the others follow. First Hutch, then Joshua, and Elizabeth brings up the rear. At the Mexican rebel camp...
¡Soldados! ¡A los caballos! ¡Vámonos! El coronel Buckland debe andar por aquí. ¡Pero párale!
A rebel puts a wooden box down. Navarro steps onto the box to mount his black-maned steed.
¡Vámonos! ¡Que la gloria nos espera!
The rebels ride out of camp. Billy climbs down from the driver's platform on the stagecoach.
You sure about this?
There you go, thinking again. Won't do you a bit of good, Floyd. Just do as I say.
He ushers Floyd to the back of the stage, then grabs a bag of coins off the driver's platform. The rebels hove into view on the hillside. Billy strides a few paces uphill. A dozen or so rebels pull up in front of him. Billy empties out some coins. He throws handfuls of coins.
Buenos tardes, General.
Running vlogging, my amigo!
Billy hugs Navarro as the rebels bend down to pick up the coins. Billy ushers Navarro to the rear of the stagecoach. Navarro looks inside and gawps in shock. The rangers, hidden behind the wagon's canvas, open fire on the rebels. Confused and unprepared, the rebels are shot down easily. Floyd takes one out with a pistola. Floyd grins as the last of the rebel guards fall. Billy smirks down at Navarro, who crawls along the ground, wounded.
I thought you and him were going to be pards, Billy.
Did it for you, Floyd. Navarro in the saddle and me riding beside him, that make you number three. You couldn't be my segundo anymore. We can't have that now, can we?
Billy grabs Navarro's shoulder.
¿Por qué, mi coronel?
No, no. Me, comandante. Me, general.
Billy takes Navarro's military jacket and holds it aloft.
Viva el revolution!
McKay watches through binoculars.
Oh, yeah! Viva el general!
Billy drapes the jacket around his shoulders.
Viva el presidente!
Wallowing in glory.
McKay hands the binoculars to Joshua, who looks through them.
That's Mexico over there, Mr. Hutchinson. Out of your territory, out of your jurisdiction.
Next week that lunatic is going to be back on this side of the line. Twice as many men.
Causing untold grief.
Joshua and Elizabeth make their way down the slope towards Hutch and McKay. Joshua offers Elizabeth a hand. She ignores him and jumps the final step.
Tonight, that bunch is going to be celebrating. Wine, women, all poked up, all tequila'd up. Here. You take care of them.
They work better through your eyes than mine.
Hutch gives Joshua the binoculars, then puts his hat on the rock beside him.
Why don't you forget about this whole thing, Hutch?
If a revolution breaks out along that border, you and me ain't never gonna hear the end of trouble.
Buckland's got near a dozen guns over there. You gonna take that boy over and get him killed?
Hey, if I do go, it'll be by my own choosing.
Joshua glares at McKay, who nods. Joshua resumes packing his saddlebag. Clearing space, Joshua pulls the blood-stained rag doll from the bag and sets it down on the saddle. Elizabeth spots it.
Where did you get the doll?
She grabs the doll from Joshua.
Where did you get that doll?
I found it when I buried the little girl. Folks from the stagecoach, I figured I just couldn't leave it lying there.
No, okay.
I didn't know.
Oh, my baby.
She drops to her knees and hugs the doll close. Joshua looks about furtively.
She was there with the family. Oh, girl. That's how she wound up with Buckland. That's when he took her. And I never took the time to think.
McKay eyes the panic-stricken Joshua, then gets up and walks slowly over to where Elizabeth is sobbing on her knees. McKay puffs on a cigarillo as he stands over her. McKay ditches the cigarillo with a flourish, then sits down on a rock next to Elizabeth.
I'll tell you a story about a woman. Captured by the Comanche when she was 16. They passed her around. Had their way with her. After a while, they traded her. Horses to the Kiowa. Finally, she was rescued by some buffalo soldiers. A brave woman. I don't know how she lived through it all, but she did. And she met a man. They were married. And they had a family.
Her face stained with tears, Elizabeth looks round at handsome McKay.
I never told this story to a living soul before. That son was Joshua.
Joshua, who hears the story from a nearby rock, looks up and gawps at McKay. Elizabeth looks equally shocked as she takes in the news. Hutch gets up, then McKay gets up and wanders over towards him. Hutch gives McKay a manful punch on the shoulder.
Mr. Hutchinson, you realize, of course, what you're asking is for you and I and the boy and the girl to do exactly what got me into Yuma prison.
I know.
McKay stares at Hutch with a rueful expression. The four riders round the corner on a curving track leading down from some Spartan-looking mountains. They leave a growing dust cloud in their wake. It drifts around the riders as they stop.
Well, they're still pulling that paymaster's wagon. Must be headed for Tortuga.
What I see.
Who?
Not who, what?
Talking about a place where gold and guns make the law, boy.
Horsemen arrive in the bustling town of Tortuga. As locals mill about the streets, two of the Buckland Rangers unload a metal trunk from the paymaster wagon. Billy, in Navarro's jacket, canoodles with a woman in a doorway. Billy sits at a desk outside.
I'll be right here. Wait.
Buckland's Legion is now open. Line them up. Sign them up. Come on, boys.
He opens the trunk and takes out a bag of money.
Step right up, gents, and make your mark. Come on, draw your pay. How much you paying, Billy?
$20 gold piece. Sign it up. Fair share of the sport.
Outside Tortuga.
The only thing to do with a den of rattlesnakes is either stomp it shut or blow it closed.
Kind of like Yuma Prison.
Only not near as bad.
McKay grabs some bullets and pockets them.
Adios.
Where are you going, John McKay?
McKay stops.
This boy is your son. You ain't got nothing to say to him?
Watching McKay intensely, Joshua stands up. McKay turns around and steps towards him.
You got a lot more of Hutch in you than you got me.
McKay offers a rueful shrug of his head.
That's a good thing. You did a hell of a job raising you. You're a lucky man.
Joshua glances at Hutch. McKay holds up a box of matches and chucks them to Joshua.
Keep those matches dry. Tell you, I need to use them.
McKay tips his hat to Elizabeth, who sat by the dynamite on the ground.
Little lady.
McKay turns around and walks off.
Where's he going?
To complete his part of the bargain. He will kill Billy Buckland. Trust me. I was just hoping that the man would tell him why he chose 20 years in prison instead of killing me, his dead wife's brother.
Joshua swallows and looks down briefly.
I was a fool. All I had to do was just one time in my life let the law slip just that much. That's all. He had the drop on me. All he had to do was squeeze the trigger. And I'd have been dead. And he'd have been free. John McKay chose prison so that you could grow up having some semblance of family and home. And I did the best I could. The one good thing out of all this that I was hoping would happen would be that you and him could sit down together and maybe tell each other what was really in your hearts. Come to some kind of an understanding. But now, likely as not, it's too late. One or the other of you's gonna get killed. Probably along with a lot of us.
Night falls at a bar in Tortuga.
A $20 double eagle gold piece to whoever draws first blood. Now.
An arm wrestle.
Get after it. Oh! Oh!
There's a broken bottle beneath the arm of each wrestler. Outside Tortuga, Joshua and Elizabeth lead their horses along a path. Hearing the noise, they stop. Joshua brings his shotgun to bear on the grassy ridge to his left. The pair continue forward warily. In the town opposite the bar, McKay leans by a wall and lights a cigarillo. The arm wrestle continues. McKay leaves the wall and crosses the street.
You betrayed them!
The arm wrestle ends with one of the wrestlers wincing in pain as his arm is cut by the broken bottle. McKay strides into the bar. The barkeep looks up from a birdcage and eyes McKay suspiciously.
Whiskey or mezcal?
I haven't got a dime, partner.
First one's on the house. As long as you settle for mezcal. You can always sign up for Billy Buckland's Legion. That's what he calls it. Come back here and drink up that signing bonus by sunup. Say, wasn't you Chill McKay?
McKay drinks and looks the barkeep in the eye.
I still am.
McKay. Folks around here don't take too kindly to bounty hunters. And for certain sure, lawmen.
I ain't no lawman. Just got out of Yuma prison.
You and Billy Buckland both.
Mike, how about some of the good stuff?
Billy's at the other end of the bar.
I've been trying to talk old Chill McKay into joining your legion, Billy.
McKay's long dead.
Billy, he don't know that.
McKay turns around to face Billy, who wears his trademark lopsided smirk.
Hello, Billy.
I'll be damned. Digging you for dead. But you in my prison. You ain't either place. I'll come.
McKay smiles.
Still cold and quiet, aren't you?
Last time I saw you, I said I'd see you in hell. Just came here to make sure you get there first.
Looking worried, Billy glances to the side of McKay as Hutch steps up with his sheriff badge showing. The barkeep steps away from Billy. McKay glances towards Hutch.
What are you doing here?
Well, you sure as hell didn't think that I was going to leave you here all by your lonesome, did you?
McKay smiles at Billy. The barkeep scans around furtively.
Kill me, and the pair you gonna ride on out of town.
Billy's gaze darts towards the barkeep.
Going left.
McKay shoots the barkeep, who is trying to draw. Hutch fires on Billy, who's pulled a ranger across for cover. Billy dives behind a fence as the bar patrons scatter. Outside Tortuga, Elizabeth lights the fuse attached to two sticks of dynamite. In the bar, McKay and Hutch exchange fire with the rangers. Joshua rides into town with the sizzling dynamite held in one hand. He lobs the dynamite, an orange fireball propels two rangers across the street. Two more of Buckland's rangers fire on the bar. McKay guns one down. Outside the town, Elizabeth looks down and picks up some more dynamite, then grabs the matches. She strikes a match. In town, Joshua dismounts and sends his horse packing. A ranger uses the town well for cover. As Joshua turns fire, Floyd manhandles a blonde woman in a nearby doorway.
Billy! What the hell's happening? Billy!
He stumbles drunkenly. McKay spots Billy and a ranger on a balcony. McKay shoots the ranger, who crashes into the town square. Billy takes cover. Joshua spots Floyd and shoots him.
Who the hell are you?
Floyd falls. Elizabeth rides into town toting the dynamite.
What is she doing here?
She lobs dynamite at the rangers. A stick lands in the trunk full of money and destroys it.
I told you to stay out of this!
She throws another stick. The paymaster wagon explodes in a gout of orange flame, scattering rangers and debris everywhere. Elizabeth pulls up. She loiters on horseback. Billy spots her from the balcony and leaps down, dismounting Elizabeth. He grabs her as they get up and points a gun at her head. Joshua takes aim at Billy.
Drop the gun. Stand where I can see you.
Joshua steps out from behind an upended wagon and drops his pistol on the ground.
Come on out, McKay!
McKay leaves the bar with his hands up.
Come on out, Billy.
Throw the gun away. You can choose the boy.
Billy points the gun at Elizabeth, who reveals a hidden shotgun aimed at Billy's foot.
We can all go to hell together.
She fires. McKay dives for his gun and shoots Billy. Joshua grabs his gun and shoots Billy too. Hutch steps out and delivers the fatal bullet. Billy drops backwards. Joshua looks over at McKay and Hutch, then gets to his feet. Daytime, McKay picks out coins from debris in town. Elizabeth helps an injured-looking Hutch to put his coat on. Hutch limps over to Joshua and McKay.
Make it about 20, Dad.
Now, well, that ought to take care of Buckland and his recruits.
You dropped this.
What is it?
It's like a letter from the governor's office.
Yes, signed by the governor.
McKay takes a few steps towards Hutch, who opens the letter.
You planning on letting me look at it?
Sure. It's all about you.
McKay takes the letter and reads it.
And you've had this all the time.
Yes, sir.
McKay looks up at Hutch and takes another step closer.
All the damn time.
Yes, sir. You know the politicals up in Prescott. I didn't want them crawfishing on you or me.
McKay bends down to a smoldering fire and burns the letter.
That's a full pardon. That's been signed by the governor, notarized, and now it's on fire.
McKay drops the letter.
You know, Hutch, I told you I wasn't going back to Yuma prison. Either way, I don't fit in. I don't fit in this century. And it won't be long before you don't fit in either. I kind of like Mexico.
Josh observes the exchange.
I swore before I died I was going to see the ocean.
McKay holds up the few coins he's collected.
He's going to keep this for services rent.
And rendered rather well, I might add.
Hutch touches the brim of his hat. McKay does likewise, then turns around.
Joshua, say something to him. This is it, boy, say it.
Joshua watches as McKay mounts his horse, then smiles.
Maybe for once, Bad John McKay is right. He's got no business in the 20th century. I got no more business in Mexico.
Elizabeth looks round at McKay and smiles.
Miss Elizabeth Kennedy.
Yes, sir.
Take good care of my boy.
McKay glances down at Joshua and nods once. Joshua offers an equally curt nod, then the grizzled, grey-haired McKay rides towards the Tortuga town gate.
He ain't a boy! He's a full-grown man!
McKay rides his horse to a gallop through the stone archway and heads for the mountain peak in the distance. Joshua watches McKay go. Hutch looks rueful, then nods sagely as the dust cloud created by McKay's horse dissipates in the air. ITFC audio description.